Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always love having you around, having your comments in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation so that you are part of the solution. And you need to be. You really do. All right. For those of you who don't know, tradition that's gone on for eons. Today was the National Day of Prayer here in these United States. For those who still believe in prayer, it's amazing to me how quickly we have allowed a small group of people and allowed them to bury great traditions of this country. What I love about this is, again, you hear the people on the left, now this is according to a couple of websites, let's go down a few of these just for giggles. What do you think? Right? Is the national, a question was asked, I actually think this is AI, but I'm not sure. The question was asked, is the National Day of Prayer legal? In response, Alexander Hamilton wrote that the president has no particular or spiritual jurisdiction, okay, but the law orders the president to tell the people to pray. Every year, he does. By a reasonable constitutional or legal measure, this law is out of bounds. It is unconstitutional. Now, that's not according to Alexander Hamilton, all right? Now, they take one guy, of all our founding fathers, to take one guy. They take one line out of context of what he was saying to somebody, and they say, well, Alexander Hamilton said that our president has no particular or spiritual jurisdiction. Well, that's true. The president can't force you to pray. Can't send guards into your house or the army into your house, force you down on your knees and have you pray. But he can ask you to pray. Not only can he ask you to pray, but our founding fathers did it on a regular basis. And Jefferson, the one that they claim that was totally against the mix of, you know, religion and the country, right? Separation of church and state, but religion and the country, signed 26 proclamations for a day of prayer. Let that swim around in your head. You know, if some of these people would do their own homework, they'd find out it's a lot different than they're being told, than what's being shoved down their throat, what they're being taught to believe. You know, really, it makes me nuts after a while, because you're sitting here saying, do your own homework. Why do you go to a left-leaning atheist site to find out if prayer is legal? Why would you do that? Why don't you go to several to find out truly how they decide what's legal, what's not legal? Right? I mean, again, if you go through the prayers of our founding, founding fathers had prayers, oh my God. I mean, how many pictures do you see of George Washington on a bended knee, looking up to heaven for prayer? How many? It's just amazing to me. I think this is one of Washington's prayers. Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that thou will keep the United States in thy holy protection, that thou will incline the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to government, and to entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another and their fellow citizens. Isn't that amazing? Oh, no. In the next hour, or maybe even in the next segment, I'll tell you what Ben Franklin said. You'll really freak out then. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison were strong advocates for the complete separation of church and states as one group. John Adams and George Washington believed that religion was essential to the cultivation of a virtuous citizenry, an essential trait of a successful republic. First of all, they're wrong. Whoever wrote this is dead wrong. Jefferson was not a staunch believer the two should be separated. Go back and read the letter they're talking about. The letter, the line that he's talking about comes from Jefferson saying that government wouldn't intrude on religion, not the other way around. You know, seriously. Now, since they're allowed, since they're allowed to take one founding father out of context, let me put one in context. Right? I mean, when Benjamin Franklin, when they were trying to put together the Constitution, when they were trying to nail it out at the convention, it was just amazing that they couldn't, all of a sudden, after all this, they couldn't get along. Right? And again, it just was, you think these guys have been fighting for freedom for all this time. This would have been a slam dunk. After giving a short speech, you'll have to wait till the other side of the break. I know, I always screw up like that. What do you want from me? Jump into your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Tell me what pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I love when you're part of the solution. It's always so much fun. Actually, what's more fun is when we bring Zoe in on the conversation. Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate it. Yeah, they get the mug. Coffee tastes really good, that mug. And you got several mugs yourself, but we'll talk about that after. Anyway, today, Zoe, is the National Day of Prayer.
All right. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen.
Oh, God. That's older than you are, dude. I mean, seriously. Yeah. All right. But according to our friends from the Freedom from Religion Freaks, this is totally illegal. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. constitutional, I tell you. You can't have this kind of thing. You cannot bring God in to the conversation.
And you know what else love is illegal? Plagiarism.
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing about it. This is so left, right? What I love about this is CBS put up a post back in, I think it was 2010, 2011. And they make this big deal. National Day of Prayer deemed unconstitutional, but Obama will recognize it anyway. So in other words, Obama will break the law anyhow. Now remember, these people are on his side, right? So a U.S. judge in Wisconsin ruled that the annual National Day of Prayer is unconstitutional. However, shortly thereafter, the U.S. Appeals Court said, those guys are idiots. They overturned a ruling that found it unconstitutional and said, you know, because there is a law that requires the president every year to put out a proclamation on the National Day of Prayer. So everything they can do to tear this thing down.
Yeah, yeah.
But wait a minute, you know this. I think you know this incident. And you read these freaks, they're all over the place going, you know, our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with God, prayer is bad. So when you think about during our founding, this is the best story I ever remember. This is about Benjamin Franklin, you know, the most religious guy we ever knew, right?
Not.
About 5 weeks into the Constitutional Convention in 1787, when they were attempting to draft the U.S. Constitution, they were fighting. They were constantly fighting. They couldn't come up with, you know, over so many things that they were fighting over, right? And things were beginning to break down. The delegates were ready to go home. I mean, they had it, right? And then Franklin, this old guy, I mean, late 70s, I think he was at this particular point in time. And he challenged them to prayer. And he said, in this situation of the assembly, groping, as it were, in the dark to find political truth, and scarce able to distinguish, if you don't understand Old English, you have to look it up later. And scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us. How has it happened, sirs, that we have not hereto once thought of humbly applying, you ready for this one, to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understanding? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of dangers, we had daily prayer in this very room for divine protection. Our prayers were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. And we have now forgotten that powerful friend? Do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I've lived a long time, and longer I live, the more convinced, the more proofs that I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice. It is probable that an empire cannot rise without his aid. We have been assured in the sacred writings that except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain. I firmly believe this. I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall not succeed in this endeavor. I therefore beg leave we move for prayers, imploring the assistance of heaven. Ooh. This is a founding father. Why is he asking for prayer? Does he not know that he's against prayer? He must have Alzheimer's. That's what it is, right? And, I mean, I got a whole bunch of these, but I'll stop with his. Because here's a guy, not the most religious guy in the group. Here's a guy that was known to be a womanizer, okay? But he was there in the beginning, and he saw what went down. And he's sitting in these rooms, and he's watching all these, to him anyway, all these little young buck guys, and going, hey. What is it with you people? Do you not remember how we got here? But they wanted nothing to do with God, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess things haven't changed much, I guess, in terms of...
No kidding.
And I mentioned earlier, it's like, you know, plagiarism is illegal. You got this freedom, this so-called Freedom From Religion Foundation. It's like, you guys are late, man. Don't you know that Jesus himself is the Freedom From Religion Foundation? It's like, dude, no... And these people, these so-called atheists, are the most religious people among us. I mean, do you realize the stretches of stuff that you have to assume to believe in to try to be an atheist? Nobody can live up to their religion. Nobody can. And Jesus freed us from that. It's like, look, man, you don't need to follow religion. You need to follow me. I'm the law that loves you back. okay? You guys are following some religion or anything like that that doesn't love you back, all right? And you ain't going to be able to live up to it. And you're right, Joe. These people, they try to make like the founding fathers were either at best deist or atheist or worship some general god or anything like that. It's like, no, man, the Declaration of Independence has in the language, we risk our lives, our fortune, we pledge our lives, fortune, and sacred honor, appealing to the supreme judge of the world. The supreme judge of the world is what the Word of God calls himself. Okay, I am the judge of the world. Gee, where did they get that from? They got that from the Bible. So to say that they're just these atheists or general deists is not true. They got that language from the Bible itself. So they need to quit.
Well, if they would do some homework, right? Just a little bit. Thomas Jefferson signed 26... Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. That was stupid of me to even waste the brain cells on that one.
You know they spend a lot of time learning something. Just not the truth.
Well, they learn how to dress like a drag queen. I don't know what it was. Must be a whole class on that one. Thomas Jefferson signed 26 proclamations of prayer. Right? Right? The guy that was against separation... I mean, the guy who was for separation of church and state... Apparently, didn't really understand what that meant. 26 proclamations. And not only did he sign 26 proclamations, most paperwork in those days was signed in the year of our Lord, you know, whatever, right? He's the only founding father that signed his documents in the year of our Lord Christ.
Hmm. And if I can say really quick, when they try to say that this is not constitutional. No, a national day of prayer is quite constitutional. It would be illegal if we arrested people for not praying.
That's bingo. Bingo. All right. Well, I got it. All right, Joe Messina, your host. If your head's popped, go ahead and put a band-aid on. Come on back, because we're going to do a lot more of this when we return.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Another historic jury decision from the Capitol riot. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the conviction of four Proud Boys members on seditious conspiracy shows the DOJ will do everything in its power to defend democracy.
We have secured the convictions of defendants who fought, punched,
tackled, and even tased police officers who were defending the Capitol that day.
Seditious conspiracy is defined as a plot to overthrow the government and is from the Civil War era. And the late Carrie Fisher, remembered in Hollywood Today, the actress who's best known for her role as Princess Leia in the Star Wars films, was posthumously awarded her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Thursday.
My mom is a double whammy, a Pez dispenser and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mama, you've made it.
Actress Billie Lord accepted the honor on her mother's behalf. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I'm just enjoying the strut. Joe, this is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I really do. You know, and the reason I believe that we inform, I don't know everything just because I have a mic, but I bring on people to have a clue. I try to give you information that you might not have ever thought about before or even looked at before. Alfonso Rachel joins me. Always love having him on with me. We love him. We refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fighty-Daddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and soon to return Soul Food Radio. I always appreciate his time with me. Zoe, National Day of Prayer.
Yo.
We need it. We need, actually, we need a daily day of prayer or something, you know? But the left, you know, I talked about earlier, going out of their minds, not believing that we should have anything to do with prayer, and that prayer is actually, you know, illegal if the president were to push it. And I love how they always come back to Thomas Jefferson, but they do absolutely no homework on the man, right? Absolutely yeah. None. One of his quotes is, "I hold the precepts of Jesus as delivered by himself to be the most pure, benevolent, and sublime which have ever been preached to man." Now, that doesn't make him a devout Christian, but for somebody who didn't want anything to do with Jesus or anything wrong like that, he sure brings up his name a lot.
Indeed. And they bring up Jefferson a lot. And the main thing that they bring up is, you know, his quote taken out of context of a separation of church and state.
Oh, yeah.
Who's he talking to? Was that the Danbury Baptist Church?
Yeah.
Who were concerned, you know, about government intrusion. Kind of like what we saw. Remember that? Well, I think it was in Texas.
They were concerned that the church was going to force a religion on people. That right, was their concern.
Exactly. But the thing was, is that, like, we see an example of this, of what Jefferson was talking about, is when you have a government official that tells the church that their sermons have to be filtered by the state. Now, that was a concern that Danbury Baptist had back in the day. And Jefferson is saying, it's like, no, man, there will be a wall between of separation between church and state. The government is not going to be able to tell you how you are supposed to conduct your sermons and your right to free religious exercise. The government can't tell you how to do that. I mean, the government can intervene when you're using your religion, like, say, for instance, the Satanic Church. and how they're having abortion ceremonies. It's like, yeah, you're not supposed to have the freedom to do that because you're not supposed to use your religion or anything else to justify murdering somebody.
That's right.
You can't do that. I don't care if it is your religion. You can't do that. That intrudes upon somebody else's God-given right. So that's what Jefferson was talking about. But the liberals, are, of course, man, they switch everything around. You know.
Oh, yeah. If you went down the list, you know, John Adams, Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you can go down to all these guys in history, and every one of them talks about Christ, the Bible, devotion to God, that kind of stuff. If you go through the original, I think 16, there were 16 or 18 states in the beginning that actually gave praise to God in their first two paragraphs of their constitution. California does. I mean, you'd never know it today, but I think they ripped that part out and threw it away. You know?
Yeah, liberals get in, man. They just get in and mess up stuff. Like, I mean, heck, man, our institutions of higher learning, like Harvard, Yale. Harvard was founded to enrich the vocabulary and discernment of like the word of it was a Christian school, and it was for like I said, making sure that these proper English and translation of the scriptures, you know, that it was, you know, sound doctrine and speech and language in terms of what they were doing. That's what Harvard, that's what those Ivy League schools were for. Look what happened.
Well, what's funny is that if you read some of the writings of our founding fathers, the mindset was we need to make sure they know how to read so they can read what? The Bible.
That's right. That's right. That was like the flipping cornerstone of compulsory education. It was like, yeah we want to make sure that, because, you know, from where we had come from, only the church, everybody, the peasants were illiterate, man. It's like, if you didn't know how to read the Word of God, you had to trust the science of that day. Your Fauci's is like, well, we are the science. We know the science, and you have to listen to us. And that's what they used to subjugate the people. Well, the church did the same thing. Y'all don't know how to read. Y'all don't know science. Y'all don't know all this sort of stuff. You leave that to us. So the founding father was like, nah, man, you're going to learn how to read. You need to learn how to read the Bible so people can't be subjugated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question about it. Their God and Savior on the left, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, I'm surprised they haven't taken him to task. Well, right. I mean, he was the New Deal guy. He saved everybody. He wouldn't have let a black man in the White House. He wouldn't take a picture of a black. But you never hear that, do you? You never hear those things, okay? And this is why, you know, you beat it into me verbally. And, you know, when you talk about systemic racism and these things, when they started coming up, I'm going, that's what he's talking about. That's exactly what he's talking about, right?
Yeah.
He went on to say, no greater thing could come to our land today than a revival of the spirit of religion. Now, you and I take that a little differently than most, probably. A revival that would sweep through the homes of the nation and stir the hearts of men and women of all faiths to reassertion of their belief in God and their dedication to His will for themselves and for... I mean, my God, I'm surprised they didn't crucify this guy based on what they believe, right?
And it's so funny, man, because Democrats have co-opted Christianity for so long. Oh, I mean, they're doing it now. They're hosting drag shows in church. But Joe, Democrats have been doing this for a long time. The KKK would hold their meetings in church. That's why people think that the KKK was a Christian organization. It's like, no, they're a bunch of pagans. But that didn't stop them from being in church. You know, that's what the KKK is. And you know, the Democrats have used Christianity to justify slavery. You know, even when they made their Confederate flag and they put it in the white field, the Confederate battle flag in the white field, Thomas, you know, William Thomas, the Democrat who designed that flag, says this is to represent the heaven-ordained supremacy of the white man over the Negro. So they've long used, you know, the Bible to justify slavery and bigotry and totally taken the Lord's name in vain. You know, and now Democrats today want to use that as a source of judgment. It's like, come on, you guys, you ain't hiding that from me. You guys can play Invisible Empire all you want. I see you.
I got nothing, right? I mean, seriously, this stuff is so crazy. Let me play. Do I have time? Yeah, let me play a quick clip for you. You got to hear this one. If I played it last week, I apologize, but I enjoy it so much.
Okay, quickly, so I'm misunderstanding. Are we saying that 2 plus 2, if you say it's 4, that's racist? I mean, that sounds like we may be mischaracterizing it. What, if you can quickly sum it up.
No, that's not mischaracterizing it at all. It's, math is basically racist under this ideology because it says there is no such thing as an objective reality. So 4 might not be the right number. 2 plus 2 might actually equal 5.
And you trust your kids with these people.
There's no such thing as an... They're saying that there's no such thing as an objective reality? No, they're saying there's no such thing as... They're saying that. That's yes. Not us. That's them.
Yes. The two math is racist because it's absolute. That's basically what she's saying. Because 2 plus 2 doesn't necessarily equal 4. The white man says it equals 4, so therefore it does. No, let me tell you what, sweetie. If you have 2 pieces of pizza and another 2 pieces of pizza that you got on special, those are 4 pieces, and I'm taking them all, okay? And there better be 4 there. And nothing to do with being white. I mean...
And only because, you know, we might have to arm wrestle it, because I'm going to want a piece of pizza too, man, because I like pizza.
It's just so ridiculous. And
yeah, man.
They do it with a straight face.
And they're the ones who are being absolute about it.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are most absolute, believing in absolute nonsense, but they're absolutists. And Joe, I suck at math. But even as bad as I am at math, I'm not going to sit here and say it's racist.
I don't even know what to do with it. You know, I get these things. Some people will send them to me, and I'm going, that can't be real. Right? And then you go looking for them, and you find them like in 15 different places. You go, oh, my God, that is real. I can't believe it. Yeah, you know, it's just, the more I hear this stuff, the more I see this stuff, it's just amazing to me. So the other thing that is... And, you know, I never say the Republicans are just as bad as this. Maybe we just don't do it in their faces. But Biden, what was it, last year or the year before? He leaves out God out of the proclamation for prayer. I don't know who we're praying to at that point. Obama did the same thing. Totally left out God out of one of his proclamations. I'm thinking, where are these guys coming from? What are they thinking? We'll be back in a minute. You can tell me. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Zoe right after the break.
You know the thing.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I miss him. Charlie Daniels. I mean, what a great musician. Alfonso Reyes joins me. So, I mean, come on. The man can play about anything, number one. I don't know what these guys' lives are like, but if what he did in public, when, you know, giving his money, giving credit to the Lord and all that other stuff, was anything like he was in private. I mean, he just seemed like a great guy. I don't know. Anyhow, fun music. See, music ain't cool unless it's fun, in my mind.
It helps if it's fun.
Yeah. You gotta enjoy yourself when you're up there playing. Otherwise, it's just a gig, and it's just money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, anyhow. So, oh, God, we were having so much fun, I almost forgot what we were talking about. We're talking more about the Day of Prayer, National Day of Prayer. And, you know, it's funny. I don't know. You got me thinking when you were talking about forced prayer. I don't know anybody. I don't know about you, but I would never force anybody to say a prayer a certain way in the words that I laid out and all that other stuff. My God didn't even call me to do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, he was asked, say, hey, Jesus, how are we supposed to pray? And I think it's interesting that they asked how. They didn't even ask what to say. Their question was, how are we supposed to pray? And Jesus made it very simple. He's like, look, man, our Father in heaven, and that's the model prayer. Jesus didn't do any sort of weird gestures or break out with some sort of instrument or artifact or anything like that. They said, this is the prayer. That's how you pray. You know, and that's it. But you got religions that make some sort of ritual or some sort of gesture or something like that, or bringing in artifacts or idols and stuff like that to pray to. And Jesus is like, man, I never told you to do any of that.
No, I love this stuff because you're so. I was having a conversation with a young Christian man about because he was taking me to task for some of the things that go on in education, and he starts throwing out all these supposed Bible principles. And I just joked with him. I said, "Look, let's just go back to base. Let's go back to Eve, for instance. Okay, what did Eve eat? What did she take a bite of? Now you already know what he said, right? What was an apple? Really? Where's it say that? In the Bible. Really? Who's? I'm going down this line with him. Dude, you're falling into the stuff that, I don't know everything either. I make mistakes all the time. But make sure before you start arguing with somebody or taking somebody on, if you would, that you know what you're talking about. Because guys like you that really want to honor the Lord and make sure they don't get thrown out of education, sometimes you make such a fool out of yourself, you make it tough for guys like me sitting up there who believe in Christ to make a case for certain things.
Yeah,
you know?
This is a really important point that you're laying on him too, man, because it's like you're in this moment between the devil, Adam, and Eve. The devil has managed to insert himself in there and give counsel to them when they were supposed to be listening. Adam was supposed to tag God in, not just sit there and let the devil push up on his wife. And if he's going to make the argument of, well, aren't we supposed to, if we're going to have prayer in school, shouldn't we be, shouldn't the floor be open to everybody's prayer? No. It shouldn't. I'll tell you why. Because if these schools are going to be funded by taxpayers, most of your taxpayers are going to be Christian. And Democrats love democracy. We love democracy. Majority rules, right? Well, the majority is paying the taxes for those schools. So the prayer that's going to be represented in that school is going to be Jesus. However, it stays constitutional in the fact that, hey, if you don't pray to Jesus, it's not like you're going to get suspended because it's not illegal. You can't legally make them pray to Jesus, but you can lead them. You can start the class. Hey, we say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we can, and before that, let's go ahead and give thanks to God that we got education. You're free to learn, right? You're going to be given food. You got a warm place to study or a cool place to study if it's really hot. Let's be thankful for those things, but we've taken all that out. Be thankful to God. This is a God-given right that you have. And if you want to learn about Allah, or if you want to, then you know what? You need to go to your legislators and say, we want vouchers to be able to go to a private school where we don't have to sit in here with these Christian knuckleheads. We can go ahead and learn from Al-Quran and all that sort of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Those things are available to us. Look, people, they want to force their way into the public forum and push Jesus out.
Yeah, they want to cut out prayer. They want to make sure your kids know that the God thing is just a fallacy and blah, blah, blah. It's always interesting. We've had these conversations a million times, but it's always interesting to me is what God do they always pick on? The one true God, Jesus, yep. Right? And they never pick on Allah. They never pick on Buddha. They never pick on any of the other, 140 different deities that are out there someplace. And they don't make fun of the gods of Mount Olympus because, that makes up Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of those guys. So, you don't want to make fun of the gods that feed you, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. But I do. Like the satanic thing that happened in Boston. I laugh at my brothers and sisters in Christ and go, we got to do something about this and we need to go down. I said, no, you don't need to do anything. Just shut up, first of all. First of all, if you've been praying right, Boston would have turned out the way it was, okay? If you didn't just go, yeah, well, they're just over there, they'll do it. Pray. I'm almost hesitant to say this, but me and my buddy one year, we walked the schools of the city council, city building in the city that I live in, and we prayed everywhere, and we prayed scripture over the grounds. You know, every place our feet touched would be blessed, and we just the whole nine yards. We saw, and we got a bunch of other guys do it after they found out we were doing it. We had Christian principals that were appointed. We had Christian vice principals that were appointed. We had people at the city hall that were saved that probably never even heard of God before, because all of a sudden that door was opened. We kind of cleared the way, if you would, for people to get in there. You know, and you tell people, prayer works. God will open doors for you if you're willing to do it. You know? I mean, seriously. But we didn't force anybody to do it. We didn't wait till school started. We didn't go, hey, I'm a taxpayer and I'm an American. I'm going to sit right here under the flag and I'm going to pray me until something changes. We didn't do anything. That's not how it goes. Anyhow, but a satanic thing, which is the road I was going on, was, you know, in my mindset, I just tell my people, strengthen yourself. Don't tear. If you tear them down, if you stop them from doing something, guess what you do? You stop you from doing something. If you truly believe in the Constitution, right?
Yeah, because these people, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And the bottom line is that we're supposed to make what we're doing more interesting.
Yep.
You know, the Lord tells us to be salt and light. The Lord tells us to use what the children of age are using so you can get out there and make friends. That's His word. That's His teaching, right? And we don't seem to be doing that. We keep, like, pointing at these, you know, other people. Oh, you and your Satan and you and your abortion and your this. And it's like, yeah, those things are wrong. But you have to be able to show that, look, there's a better way. You got to promote the better way. You got to sell it, man. We got to sell it, you know? And unfortunately, we're not doing it.
You know, the ratio for high school teachers, conservative to liberal, it's a ridiculous amount. It's like 21-1. All right, think about that. If Christians would step up and take their rightful places in education, if they would teach these kids about true morality, godly principles, value of their body, what their body means and the value it has to God, we wouldn't have the abortion issue we had today. We wouldn't have some of these issues because these young people would value themselves the way God values them. That's my own belief. I truly believe that. I'm not saying that you jump up on your desk as a teacher and start preaching the Word of God, but if you preach, just like Jefferson said, the precepts and principles of Christ is what would keep us clean, what would keep us righteous, keep us on the right track. It ain't that hard, people.
Right on, man. And you know, unfortunately, Joe, as time goes on, it's gonna get harder. Because you know, you think that, you know, people who are at retirement age, and it's like, okay, you got life experience, you've got life, and work experience and stuff like that. You know, to be able to mentor, you know these youngsters, you know, show in your trade or whatever your vocation was, and they're not doing it, man. It's like, well, what are you doing with your time when you can mentor some of these kids, right?
Yep,
there's not a
amen.
Lot of mentorship. But I tell you what, Joe, I think a big part of the reason is the liability. You know, they're afraid to, man. One of those kids, man, say something and ruin your life.
No, yeah, you know what? You're right. But there again, don't put yourself in those situations.
It's almost like we were just talking about a deep fake. Tucker Carlson's deep fake video?
Yeah.
Man, it's like, don't get me wrong, they got to have that kind of money to be able to do that. But nowadays, you know, it's like you're guilty until proven innocent. You know, you don't even have to be in the same room. Kid decides, hey, they want to say something. Your reputation is ruined.
Yep. You know, you're not kidding. No, it's too bad. It really is too bad. But again, people, you don't give up the fight. You know, you saw what happened at the Constitutional Convention way back in the days of Benjamin Franklin. You know, we can learn a lot from these old white guys. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. We can learn a lot from them, especially the ones that truly believe in Christ, truly turn to God for guidance. Anyway, help people find you quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys will drop by and visit. Thank you.
Buy the music and listen to the Bible studies. They're really good. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.